Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It is almost Christmas. It's December. I don't know what date it is. I took it out of my menu bar. Nope. Don't have the date anywhere near here. It's the 18th. There we go. It's December 18th, 2023, almost the end of the month. And this is your audio version of a short post, A Tale of Two Kinds of Knee Pain. A strange post to select for an audio version because it's very image-ocentric, but it's an easy image to describe. The post features MRI images of a knee that was in severe pain after a marathon. This was originally shared by Dr. James Noak on X Twitter. The inflammation is dramatic, very bright white, large areas on the side and front of the knee. And the kneecap position is nutty. It is way out of the center of its groove on the front of the femur, being dragged almost out. It looks like it's almost dislocated. So there's a lot going on here. One physician I know who's an expert commented with one word on Dr. Noak's post, impressive. And it is. This knee is in rough shape. Pictures like this certainly tell some kind of story about the relationship between iliotibial band syndrome and patellofemoral pain, the two most common kinds of runner's knee. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly which story they tell. Is it the one where IT band syndrome and patellofemoral syndrome actually cause each other? Or is it the one where they are, quote, simply both common overload conditions rearing their heads simultaneously? That's Dr. Noak's speculation. Both are possible. Either way, the signs and symptoms of both conditions coexist so dramatically here that it's really hard not to wonder if they are locked into some kind of vicious cycle together, perhaps through the shared mechanism of tight lateral connective tissue and muscle, basically a tight IT band and terrible patellar tracking working together to cause both kinds of pain. That is possible. And honestly, when I first looked at these images, my immediate reaction was, oh my God, I've been wrong about this for years. This is possible. This terrible situation is possible that I had a bias against. I thought, you know, this was a biomechanically implausible scenario. In general, in my writing, I have strongly downplayed the role of tight IT bands and patellar tracking as being mechanisms of pain. And this, my first impression of the picture was that it was a picture of proof that these are significant mechanisms for this kind of knee pain. But then I came to my senses because it is absolutely possible. Maybe every sign and symptom here, including that wonky patellar position, is simply a reaction to overload of otherwise normal biomechanics. 100% possible. We don't know. We don't have pictures, particularly of the patellar position from before the marathon. Kneecap might have been in a completely normal position at the beginning of the marathon. So it's complicated and nuanced, and the direction of causality is unclear. Many professionals responded to Dr. Noak's post because it was such an impressive image, but none ventured a strong opinion about the order of chickens and eggs here. For what it's worth, the patellofemoral pain did come first, not the displacement, that's just unknown, but the pain started behind the outside edge of the kneecap and then spread. And soon the case was dominated by severe lateral knee pain, typical of a nasty case of ITBS. And that's where the lion's share of inflammation is on the post-marathon images. So it kind of started out seeming like a patellofemoral pain issue, but ended up being more dramatically and obviously a case of ITBS, but with also kneecap pain and a pretty bizarre kneecap position. Just a really interesting image of a terrible knee, but without any, you know, it doesn't in fact tell a clear story about causality or about how these things work, unfortunately. My first impression was not only that it told that story, but that I might have to eat some humble pie about it. I don't think so now. I think it's just an interestingly severe image. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time, which might be after Christmas. So I'll wish you merry holidays now.